Coach, just some first thoughts, and then we'll put a question.
You know, I wish we'd take better care of the ball. I don't like 15 turnovers. But we did rebound it well. Pleased with that. Thought, you know, Brandon got off to a tough start and really bounced back and did a nice job. And, you know, I mean, like there's only so much we could do on Warp. He was being guarded and he just made shots. I mean, he's a heck of a good player and he got it going tonight. But, you know, mostly happy for the seniors that, you know, you can at least go out on your senior night with a win against a very good Northern Kentucky team. Just looking at the stats here. Yeah, you know, it's kind of our starting five. Just keeps humming along. You know, we were pretty good offensively. And you know, I thought we were defensively just late. You know, I mean, if they hit those shots, they hit them. There's much you can do about it.
94 points against that zone. I know how much respect you have for how good that zone is.
Yeah. And they, I think it was a little bit different. You know, I mean, when we first faced them, it was heavy pressure from that zone. They really packed it in. Like, they weren't pressuring the ball. It was a different zone. We saw the first time we threw it in a lot, they made it a lot more difficult for us to throw the ball into the post. And so it was a little bit different in terms of what they normally do against us.
Calvin's effort tonight, you know, he didn't feel good the other night. He's still not quite, and yet he plays 40 minutes and seemed like he.
Yeah, and he's got to chase Warwick around and guard him and run through screens. And, you know, if there's some guy that can play 40 minutes, it's Trey. I mean, he, you know, he's light on his feet and he's got good stamina. His body's strong and he's in great shape. So, and, you know, we get enough timeouts out there. So.
You do something different with Warwick on Thursday or?
I mean, we're a man-to-man team, you know. You know, I don't anticipate that we will. You know, in terms of who we put on, I think we got to do a better job of giving him help. You know, we can't just isolate him. You know, I don't know if there's anybody in the league if you just isolate him can stop him. So, I think going back and look at the film, I'm sure there are going to be spots where we can help from and just shrink the floor, kind of like what they did to us. They shrunk the floor on us.
Kind of remind me a little bit of Noah Reynolds when he had 39. He just was a load.
Yeah, it was a different 39. I like most of those shots, he was guarded.
Yeah.
Like he was guarded, he just hit him. He's a heck of a good player. He's one of the best players in the league.
I think Reynolds got to the line pretty much every time.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Calvin and Holden, you talked about your two seniors, just have kind of lifted each other through their career. I don't know if they feed off each other. That's a lot of.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I do feel like Tanner, probably the last five games, is playing as good as I've seen him all year, just in terms of consistency. His defense is better. He's rebounding the ball better. My feeling was through probably three quarters of the season, you know, he would be bothered if he wasn't scoring. I think he's gotten over that, and he's doing other things for us. And, you know, I feel like he's playing the best he's played all year. He had 9 rebounds tonight. Damn.
Sorry, Coach.
That's all right.
Your bigs got going today. You gave them a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the first time we played them, I can't remember how many threes we took the last time we played them, but it was a lot. I mean, you know, I think they're first, second, or third in three-pointers attempted against them in the league, but that's partly because they're playing zone and making it more difficult. They made it was a lot more difficult for us to throw the ball in tonight. They were much tighter. They weren't out as much in passing lanes. You know, we had 17 turnovers. 15 turnovers is too many. I wish we would take better care of the ball. That's the one thing I'm frustrated with. But AJ in the first half, you know, I think he got most of his points there. And, you know, it was good to see Al get going too. We need Al to shoot like he shot it tonight.
Well, with all the ups and downs and all around, here comes the tournament.
Yeah.
Just how you feeling about it?
It's kind of strange. You know, I haven't seen those scores tonight, but it felt like a lot of teams that are playing each other tonight are going to turn around and play each other again, like three or four of the games.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit odd. And so, you know, I don't want to spend any time thinking about tonight, to be honest with you, and we'll get on to it tomorrow. But, yeah, I think we're playing them again. I think that's what somebody told me. So, you know, I don't think it's easy for anybody. But, you know, you look at the NBA. I mean, they play each other in a seven-game series and make adjustments. And, you know, so they'll make some adjustments. We'll make some adjustments, and we'll see how it goes.
Is there any edge having beaten them twice as opposed to
I don't
losing
think so.
A team twice?
Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't. In terms of, you know, in terms of the level of desperation, like people say, oh, it's hard to beat a good team three times. It's hard to beat a good team once. It just is. And so, you know, that'll just be the focus. Like, it's just that game. And, you know, and obviously both teams learn from the previous two games. But, you know, we're not going to just throw more pressure on people by saying, oh, we got to beat these guys three times. No, you got to play them one time. And, you know, that needs to be the focus. Like I said, I know they'll make some adjustments, and we will too.